The pandemic eased traffic, but for how long? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Fong Li, associate professor of data, mathematical, and computational sciences at Goucher College, details an ongoing debate about how to calm traffic in cities.
Just prior to the start of the pandemic, I planned to study speed camera and traffic flow data to help make decisions about new camera placement in my local city. Instead, I worked with the transportation department to study the pandemic through our relationship with cars. We examined citywide crash data, speeding camera data, and 311 parking complaints. As expected, the pandemic initially brought a steep decline in overall collisions. There are 43% fewer crashes in April of 2020 compared to April of 2019. However, as the pandemic persisted, crashes increased to pre-pandemic levels. In fact, from June to December of 2020, there was only a 0.3% decline in crashes compared to the same period in 2019. Overall, 2020 had 8% fewer crashes than the previous year. Crashes were concentrated on arterial corridors and near public outdoor areas such as retail parks and playgrounds. In some intersections, the risk of injury as a pedestrian or cyclist nearly doubled. Our work is part of an ongoing conversation among elected leaders, city department heads, and local transit safety advocacy groups. This led to an increased traffic calming measures such as slow streets plans, which we hope will promote safe social distancing for people on foot, bike, or car. These plans are currently being implemented around the city. We've now turned our focus to studying those implementations and their effects. Our hope is to elevate public conversations about our shared spaces and how to best make them safe for all who use them.
That was Fong Li of Goucher College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.